Janine English doesn't mince words when speaking against Legislative Referendum 126.
It's a form of voter suppression.
She calls this ballot measure an out-of-state crafted solution that's looking for a problem. English is from Sacramento, California. She has expertise in election issues. Earlier this year, she was named the national president of AARP. She says it's important for older Americans to be involved in the democratic process, and she's worried measures like LR 126 would limit the number of people who can vote.
I mean, we think it's our responsibility to make sure that everyone has the freedom to vote and that voting is easy. That's their constitutional right. That's democracy that we live in. We live in the greatest democracy, and we should want to extend it to the greatest number of people. And that's why we believe that voters should vote no on LR 126.
For the past 9 years, Montanans have been able to register to vote and vote on Election Day. The Republican-controlled 2013 Montana legislature opted in the waning days of the session to place this issue before voters. It avoided a potential veto by Democratic Governor Steve Bullock. During the Senate floor debate on this bill on April 4, 2013, Senate President Jeff Essman of Billings spoke in favor of Senate Bill 405, which would ask voters if they want to move the deadline for voter registration to 5 p.m. the Friday before Election Day. Essman said on the Senate floor, this bill should address the long, slow lines at the polling places because of people who showed up at the last minute to register and vote on Election Day.
Now, it's not like you wake up that Tuesday in November and just find out that, you know, oh, my God, there's going to be an election today. Maybe I should register. Maybe I should go vote. I mean, we know it's coming. If they can't, you know, if it's not a high enough priority for them to do the simple step of registering just 3 days early, are they going to be a thoughtful voter?
The majority of people that use same-day registration, it isn't because of their lack of responsibility or because they're lazy. They have a good reason for not doing it.
Joy Bruck of Helena is AARP's Montana state president.
And their responsibility is to go to the polls and be an informed voter. That, to me, is the voter responsibility. The election offices and elections in general should be made as convenient as possible to the voters.
She says as an election judge, she's heard why people register on Election Day. Bruck says if local election officials need help on Election Day, then they should get the help. The issue of ending the practice has come before lawmakers several times, including the 2013 session. Senator Alan Olson of Roundup is a sponsor of Senate Bill 405. He said during his closing remarks from the Senate floor debate from April 4, 2013, while he doesn't always agree with the referendum process, this instance is different.
But when you get something this important, and as we can all see, this contentious, this does belong out there for the public to make that determination.
Montana is one of 10 states that allows voter registration on Election Day. The Montana Secretary of State's office has said more than 29,000 Montanans have taken advantage of that since 2006. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.